Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, you proposed, or you said this in the pre-show. I don't know a lot about this. You've said that you have a new golf rule.
Well, it's for me personally. It doesn't necessarily affect anybody else. But, you know, in the past, I've not been the biggest golfer in the world. Like, I probably play somewhere in the range of 10 to 20 rounds a year, probably closer to 12.
Yeah.
But I've made it a commitment this year that I'd like to play more golf. And so I got people that are asking me to come out and play more and play in some of these events. So I played my first event on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. I played with a couple of my buddies. But, dude, it was freezing outside, okay?
Define freezing.
Okay.
Because you're a bit of a freeze baby.
I'm a freeze baby. I know that. I've been coined that by Michael Redguy and lovely Patty Arkin. But anyway, neither here nor there. I am a freeze baby, and I cannot stand the cold. And you know what else I definitely can't stand, Nick?
What's that?
Cold wind.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Dude, Saturday, I mean, I looked at the forecast, and I was playing come hell or high water because I'd committed to this thing, so I knew that I had to play. And it was a battle in the morning deciding what I was going to wear. Because you're on the golf course. Like, you want to be able to swing the club. You don't want to be, like, restricted by, like, a winter coat or something like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, like, hand warmers. You know the hand warmers?
Oh, yeah.
You open the bag and they're warm for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Every store was sold out of those things because it's spring, of course. So I couldn't find any of those things. I did end up finding a pair of, like, winter golf gloves made by, like, FootJoy. They help, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But, bro, I'm telling you, my new rule is when I look at the 10-day forecast or whatever the next day is, frankly, if it says anything in the 40s, not going to be playing golf.
I'm a little disappointed.
Go ahead.
I think because the wussification of Dustin Fox is real here.
Bro.
Last week you were talking about, you know, sitting outside in games. I think you were talking more football games, right?
Yeah,
about sitting outside in the cold and how he just can't do it.
No, it's just not my thing.
I think we can all understand there's a reasonable cold that it's too damn cold to do things outside at. I think it's got to start, like, right around freezing. I'm not saying I love playing golf when it's that cold. But, like, we're in Ohio. If you say, well, it's got to be 50 degrees or more, you got, like, a four-month swing of golf.
And you know what? I'm okay with that.
I just – it's not enough.
That's why God invented golf simulators indoors.
And the South as well, just in general.
Or go to the South.
Yeah, but I got to say, we got to – I don't know what's going on up in your melon there, but I think you're prematurely aging yourself. And I think this is the latest instance of it. You're a young man. All right, you're still virile. All right, you're in the prime of your life. I think if you start putting limitations on things like activities outside, I mean, you're already not the most manly man that I know.
Far from it.
Yeah, and you accept that, and I think that's wonderful that you don't try and force that. All right, I'm not going to see you with a chainsaw. I'm not going to see you cutting your own lawn. That's fine. But now you're starting to put limitations on, like, actual – the thing that you're great at in this world, which is athletic events and weather. It's a slippery slope. Before long, somebody's going to be feeding you. But before long, there's just going to be, like a tube in your belly where it's just going to be, like, applesauce just fed to you every day.
And okay. Yeah. Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay.
Someone's going to feed me. I've been called the Leonardo da Vinci of sitting on my ass.
It's not that bad. But, no, in all seriousness, I just did enjoy it. And it was just a little bit too chilly out there. I was freezing my butt off. And how about this? Great invention, by the way. The heated vest.
Okay.
So I had like a long sleeve, like a thermal hoodie on. And then I had the vest over top. And it's got like a battery pack. Yeah. You can heat that bad boy up. That saved the day for me.
So can I tell you my suggestion to you, instead of just saying no golf if it's in the 40s, walk. Because I will say, like, yeah, I would prefer to walk than sit in a cold cart, because I think the more you move, like, and it's
you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that, but The problem is the wind was so strong. Like, even walking in it would be brutal. Yeah. Like, at least in the golf cart, we put the screen up, like the windshield, so that sort of blocked the wind. One thing I just thought about over the weekend, Why don't golf carts, can't be that much more money to invest in, like...
A door?
No, well, that too. They do make those things you can put over the carts for when it's really, really cold or raining. But heated seats.
Oh, that'd be smart, yeah.
Cost that much.
I just want golf gators. I want, like, a gator. Like, instead of a golf cart, give me a gator. Like, I would go mudding or going back in, like, the woods with in Medina County. I want one of those. And it might end up tearing up the course. My point is, how much fun would a golf gator be? Because then you could put, like, a whole keg or anything, not just beer-related. You put, like, a whole thing in the back there along with your clubs. I want a golf gator. I think – but, okay.
They got all kinds of cool stuff now. You can get, like, these golf they're electric, like, scooters for the golf course.
Oh, really? Aren't they that they, like – aren't those the one, the electric carts, too, that you can actually remote control?
Oh, they have those, and they follow you.
Yeah. That's like a Roomba, but with
it. Basically, it follows you on the golf course.
That definitely costs, like, my yearly salary, though. I asked the guys, like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. It was, I almost made that comment.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.